So just want to let you know that this isn't my normal gig. So, you know, it'll be a little bit wilder and crazier because I am used to being in the back with the kids and hooping it up back there. And I do got my pink slippers, and we'll talk about those a little later. So I don't get to share much, but I'm excited that I get to share today. And hopefully there'll be something for everyone. There are crayons and markers and 3x5 cards spread out all over. So if young and old, if you're finding you need something to do to keep your hands occupied, please feel free to take a pad and just scribble on it. We will be using some of those 3x5 cards later, so don't use them all up, but feel free to scribble along. So the last time I shared was a long time ago, actually, in October, and it was after our Once-on-One retreat. Our youth, we did our first retreat together as a youth group, and so I was able to share what we did there and a little bit of the testimonies of the kids and what happened there. Let's see, what else happened? We had Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year, so it's been quite a long time. We celebrated Jesus' birth and all those holiday funs. And then, do you guys remember the green chairs? They're actually still in the back with the youth. We get them now, but we used to be in the green chair zone. There they are, the WOW Center, and now we moved home to Homestead, and here we are. And there was a lot of preparation for that. Lots of people helped out to get us here and to move us here and get us situated. And with that, you know, we even talked about who we are as WOW. What's our heart? What's our vision? And really recasting that vision as we're coming back home, as we call it. And then we had Easter, which was amazing. I think Good Friday is one of my favorite services. Just, I'm such a hands-on, tactile, visual kind of person. So I love all the different stations that we have during Good Friday service. And then Ross, of course, he shared on the tomb and the resurrection and breaking out of our tombs and celebrating that we can be free of those things. And then as Barb shared and Rachel shared, we talked about doubt last week and how that is part and can be part of our faith walk. Asking questions and not really being sure. And doubt can lead us to a place of finding truth and understanding. So since it was my turn to talk, after all that stuff, you know, it made sense to me. We should talk about pigs can fly. Right? I mean, that makes total sense. Right? No? Not so much? Well, hang in there with me. That's why I got my piggy slippers on. How many of you, and youth especially, how many of you ever heard that phrase, when pigs fly? You guys heard that? Okay. For those of you who haven't heard it, it's usually used sarcastically to be able to say, that's never going to happen, right? I looked up some ways that people use it here on the internet. One way was, I asked my boss if I could have 2 months paid vacation. And he said, when pigs fly, right? So pretty much, no. Another one is, oh, yeah, you'll get your money back when pigs fly, right? So again, it's typically used to say, that ain't never going to happen. That ain't never going to happen. And so this morning, that was the phrase, well, not that phrase, but the phrase, pigs can fly, kept coming to me as I read the verse for today, which Rachel read part of it. And I'm going to read to you 17 through 18. In the last days, yeah, see my pig? This is the Geico pig. Isn't he the best? He's on an airplane if you don't. He is flying. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit. In those days, they will prophesy. Do you know what I read when I read that? I heard, pigs can fly. Pigs can fly. And now you're all like, okay, she's lost it. We always knew she was a little off, but now Barb, get the cane, get her off the stage. But wait a minute. Do you know that if we don't really think about what this is saying. You know, and for me, I've been in church my whole life. I got baptized as an infant. I got confirmed as a teenager, blah, blah, blah. I didn't really come to a relationship with Jesus till college, but I knew all the stories. You know, I knew Jesus died on the cross. I knew this, that, and the other thing. I knew the little stories. And I've heard this, you know. If you don't know, this is from a prophecy in Isaiah that Peter is reminding the people, saying, this is why Jesus came. And if we don't sit and meditate and think about this, we're going to miss our pigs can fly. The amazing part of this. Do you know what it is? Any guesses? Do you know that in those days, children, sons and daughters, were not really considered all that important? You're kind of just a misdemeanor. You're just kind of in the background. Whatever, go do this, go do that, run this errand, do work for me, clean the house, farm, whatever, take care of the sheep. They got the dirty jobs, right? I'm sure some of you can relate. Do you know that young men here, I don't think they're saying, you know, I think what they're saying here is young men who haven't yet found their profession. The young men who haven't yet come to the top rank of whatever their craft, their apprenticeship, whatever their gifting is. They're not a doctor yet. Old men. Okay, sorry, I hope I don't step on any toes. But I think typically we think, you know, old men, yeah, you're old news. You're not with the times. You don't know what you're talking about. You're about ready to croak. Move on, buddy. Out of the way, out of the way. Some of you can resemble that remark, right? And servants, I mean, servants aren't important, right? They just do what you say. Don't talk back to me. You don't know anything. Just do what you need to do. And I love this. He says, servants, both men and women. Pigs can fly, people. Pigs can fly. Women, and still some places in this world today, were not considered to have any kind of authority or ranking or gifting or say. Jesus was saying, pigs can fly now. I'm not saying that we're pigs, ladies. Okay, don't email me about that. Just stick with the analogy there. He's saying that thing that people thought would never happen, that thing that seems so, when pigs fly, he's saying, guess what? Now that I died on the cross, and I rose again, those things can happen. Those things are possible. Those things are tangible for us to have. Pigs can fly. Amazing, right? Now, in the big picture of things, okay, following the analogy, pigs flying isn't really going to help mankind. Right? I mean, unless you're really good at, like, catching things and you love bacon, right? It'd be nice to just have a pig fly by. I'm kind of hungry. Pork chops, you know? But really, overall, mankind, pigs flying isn't going to help anybody, right? I mean, the pig might have a joyride, might be a little shocked. The birds definitely would be a little shocked, that's for sure. So it's not a perfect analogy in that. So big deal, pigs can fly. Well, let me bring it back together for you. Like I said, I grew up going to church and, you know, it was just the thing we did. It was the thing we did on Sunday and nothing bad with that. And sometimes I wonder if, you know, even some of our youth, you know, why do we do this church thing? You know, we come, LA teaches us a silly lesson and we usually do a craft, you know, and all that good stuff. But do you know that being in church doesn't necessarily make you a Christian? Do you know that saying that you're a Christian doesn't necessarily mean you don't struggle in areas of your life, that you don't sin? Do you know that being a Christian doesn't mean that you have to be perfect? Do you know that being a Christian means pigs can fly? Amazing things can happen when you trust in Jesus. Amazing things can happen when you say, yes, I want a relationship with Jesus. I'm not perfect. I don't do things right all the time. I can be mean. I can worry. But pigs can fly. Jesus says, that's okay. I can still use you. I can still use you. I still want to be in relationship with you, even though you're not perfect. I used to think, you know, if I was good enough, you know, once I got my degree, you know, I try to change my dialogue with kids now when they say, hey, what are you going to be when you grow up? I hate that. Get that, my goat. Because you know what? You don't have to wait till you grow up to be something, to do something amazing. You don't have to grow up. You don't have to get your high school degree. Although, you know, you probably could, should. It's a good idea. But you don't have to wait to attain this place, this greatness. Oh, you know, I'll feel so much better about myself when I lose 50 pounds. Or, oh gosh, if I was only taller, people would like me more. Right? Oh, if I only did this, or I could do this, or I could do this, then I could be used. We have all these lists, and I think particularly for students and kids, you know, we send them to school, oh, you can't do that yet, you're not old enough, you got to be this high to get on the ride. But guess what, guys? Pigs can fly. You don't have to wait till you're bigger, older, stronger, smarter, whatever. You can be used today. And that's the miracle of this pigs can fly analogy. I have so many notes up here, I don't know which one I'm using anymore. Okay. So maybe some of you are going, okay, I get it. I get the analogy. There's miracles that can happen. But what does that really mean for me? What if I told you that I knew, I think you got to go to ahead. You know who that is? Julie Andrews. I'm dating myself now, but it's okay because I love her. What if I told you I knew Julie Andrews? That'd be kind of exciting. Some of you would be excited. Others would be like, I don't even know who that is. Yeah, I know Julie Andrews. You know why? I read her book. Really good book. Good book. Really recommend it. She's really a neat lady. And you'd be like, so do you know her too? Like you've had her over? No. I just read the book. I know her now. Right? What about, oh, I forget who's next. Oh. Sorry, John. He already knows it's my little crush. Tim Tebow. You guys know Tim Tebow? He's playing for the Mets now, minor leagues. Not that I'm following or anything. I'm not a creeper. But I did read his book, and so I know him. Do you know that his family were missionaries in the Philippines? Do you know that I'm Filipino? My parents are from the Philippines. So, like, we're like, kind of like, we got a connection there, you know? Like, I know him. I read his book. Cassie's working on his second book, Shaken. We know him, right, Cass? We read his book. Yeah, never met the guy. What about Gabrielle Douglas. Anna will help me because she's the gymnast. She knows these things. Met her. She can fly leaps and bounds. She probably could jump over my head. Good thing I'm not taller. She's amazing. Read her book. Never met her. But I read her book. She's a really neat lady. Does amazing things. Y'all are going, well, you don't really know her, L.A., just because you read a book. Guess what? Boys, girls, moms, dads, friends, sisters. Just because you read the book doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you come to church on Sunday doesn't make you a Christian. Any more than, have you ever heard this analogy? Sitting in your garage does not make you a car. Right? Careful. We'll load all your 7 kids on your back and make you drive all around town. Well, I'm prophetic. Sorry, Simone, wherever you are. Hopefully I got that one wrong. But do you know, kids, just because you come to church, that doesn't make you a Christian. Just because you read the Bible or you know a couple Bible stories, that doesn't make you a Christian. You know what makes you a Christian is the relationship that you have. The relationship of believing that Jesus did an amazing thing and that he can still do amazing things in your life today. That Jesus is the pigs can fly thing. He is about the relationship that we can have so that things in our life can be addressed. So we can be loved. So we can be accepted. So we can be forgiven. Even though we're not perfect. Even though we don't have it all together. Even though we feel crummy sometimes. Even though we don't even know what we're doing. Maybe you can relate to me. This week, Ross always talks about how, you know, he doesn't work on the sermon works on him. And, even Barb last week said, I hope that all of you get a chance to get up here and preach and meditate on the word. Thanks a lot, Barb. So I had a pigs can fly moment this week. Okay, I've shared before, I struggle with depression. I know it seems kind of weird because I'm really obnoxious, but some days I'm not as much. I had a couple things, it's usually situational for me, that one thing after another just kind of kept pounding on me. And, you know, by the end of the week, I was like, I'm done. I'm going to put my pink hat on. I'm going to lay in bed. Somebody just remind me when it's 2018, I'm done. And, you know, honestly, I there was a moment there when I thought, I got to call Barb. Somebody else is going to have to talk on Sunday because I'm not getting up there. Look at me. I'm tired. I'm grumpy. I feel hopeless. I feel like it's a lost cause. Here we are. I'm struggling with the same thing again. Here it is again. Here it is again. It's never going to go away. This issue in my life, these issues, when pigs fly. And then I was like, ooh. Pigs fly, it's going to get better. Huh. And then I had to go, huh, Jesus, it's not about me. I don't have it all together. I don't. Some of you are more well aware of that, family, than other of you. I'm not up here because I got it all together. I got it up here because I have a relationship with this guy that says pigs can fly. He can use me when I'm broken. He can use me when I'm old. He can use me because I'm the one of three Asians in the room, four and a half, if you count these over here. He can use me because I don't know what I'm doing because he made a way. He said, I will pour out my spirit on sons and daughters, men and women. What he's saying there is even you who feels like you're a wreck, like you can't do it, like you're not good enough. He says, oh, yes, I can. You don't have to get all A's. You don't have to be tall and fast. You don't have to know all the answers in the Bible. He says, pigs can fly. It's going to happen, people, because it's on my watch, Jesus' watch. He says, I took care of it, and I'm giving you the opportunity to reach out and say, God, I need that relationship. Help me with my pigs can fly moment. Now, some of you, maybe you can relate to Cassie. I warned her ahead of time, so don't feel too bad for her. She's my second daughter, and she's the one that's very active in sport. She does soccer. In fact, we have a game today in the beautiful rain. She does soccer and basketball, and you know, John and I, we talk about her, and she's our Ganas kid. You know what that means? Like, she's like all in, man. She's like, arr! She's out there, and she's just going for it. And, you know, when you got a kid like that, anybody else got kids like that? Tends to get some injuries. Because when you're going to go full speed ahead, you know, you got limbs and parts and things where probably they shouldn't be, and they're twisting and turning. And so we've had our fair share, more than our fair share, of accidents in our house. And just recently, actually in February, Cassie was playing some basketball, and long story short, she kind of has an extra bone in there that gets irritated, and she went up for a ball, and kid landed on her. She landed on sideways. It was very, very painful. We really thought, you know, the coach was out there and thought, oh, she broke it for sure. She's in so much pain. And again, she's pretty tough. So she was in so much pain that they were like, oh, you know, this is bad. So we took her to the ER and, step broken, you're fine. Give it a couple days, just walk on it, it's all right. So we went home and, you know, she's walking around and, oh man, it's swollen, it's big, it's sore, we're icing it. And I'm thinking, something's not right. You know, I need another opinion. And so I take her to the foot doctor, specialist, podiatrist, is that right? Yeah. So, you know, they do things very differently than the ER. They know exactly what view of the foot you need to look at and where and all the different things. So I take her there, and he comes in, and he's looking at it, and he's like, ooh, that looks painful, you know, and he's pushing on it. She's, you know, and I'm sitting there as a mom, oh, don't do that. It's going to hurt her. Oh, see, it hurts. See, it's got to be broken. You know, he's, okay, let's get some x-rays, and da-da-da-da-da. And he comes back in. He's like, okay, let me see your foot. Puts your foot up there. Starts pushing it harder. I mean, he's like, go all the way, bend it, all the way down. And she's, he's like, I'm giving you permission. Okay. She's like, it hurts. You know, and I'm sitting there in the chair going, dude, you're trying to get job security? Because I'm not liking it. You know, and he's pushing and pushing on it and turning, and you can see her face. She's in this pain. And you know what? He saw the x-ray. He knew something that I didn't know. He took that special x-ray of all the different angles of her foot, and he could see it wasn't broke. There was a part of her bone that was ripped off, but it was really kind of non-consequential other than being very painful, and it was a really bad sprain. But he knew, in layman's terms, that she should still move those muscles if she wanted to keep being sportsy. You know, keeping holding it, babying it, wasn't going to do it any good. You know, she had to start moving the parts that could move. And so he was really digging in there. And eventually he said, okay, it's not broken. You do have a little extra bone there that got ripped off some tendons, and that's going to hurt. But you should be able to use it. And so why do I share that story? Some of you have got hurts from believing pigs can fly, right? Some of you have tried to bring that thing to God that's painful and hurtful. You've got relationships in your life that you feel like that's never going to heal. When pigs fly, that's going to heal. Some of you are going, all right, I did it again, messed up again. Never going to get that right. When pigs fly. And God is saying, you know what? I'm the doctor. I saw the x-ray. I know your past. I know your future. I know the detail of your x-ray. I'm saying it's possible. I'm encouraging you to come and try again. Come and put yourself out there again. But not on your own. Remember, this isn't about us pulling up our bootstraps and saying, whew, I'm a car in the garage. This is about Jesus did it. He said, I will pour out my spirit. Now that I'm dead and now that I've defeated death, I can give you the power and the authority to move on and do amazing things. All of you, young, little, smart, not so smart, good, bad, whatever. Some of you, you need to come to the good doctor, God, Jesus, to say, God, this feels so broke beyond any fixing. It's very, very painful. What can I do with it? And he might say, put it on the side. Cassie ended up having to be a cast because of that extra bone. She did have to put it in a cast for a while till that bone quieted down. But he said, whenever you get a chance, though, move it this way. You know, don't bump that extra bone, but move it so you don't lose it. Some of you maybe need to be on the side for a minute because Jesus said, yeah, let's calm things down a little bit. Some of you, Jesus is saying, hey, it's okay. You can trust again. You can move again. You can do this again. That hope was broken, but it's okay. Pigs can fly. And maybe that's a perfect picture. Maybe your pig needs to be strapped in. We're going for a ride, right? Pigs can fly. So, as the person that does children and youth here, you know, I always try to do like a takeaway, and I think a couple of the kids now have finished the pictures. You want to hold up some of those? And, of course, like a good LA who's got very good thematic things, well, of course, Jack has his great, which one is it? Macaw, thank you. But otherwise, most of the pictures I put out are pigs, you know, because I want you to kind of get that whole thing. But I always want there to be a takeaway. And as a community, a WOW community, again, we've revisited who we are, what we're passionate about, what we believe in. I wanted to tell you, youth, you know, why do we have youth group and why do we have Sunday school? Maybe you know. Because it keeps me out of the service. Gives me something to do. Gives me Jesus, yeah. Oh! Safe. You okay? All right. You know, kids, when the adults are in here, we're not doing something special that you can't do. You know, they're not like having a secret society meeting up here and, oh, better take the kids out so that we can either talk about them or do something that they can't do. We here at WOW, we recognize that kids learn differently, right? Well, we all learn differently. But for the most part, kids really need a special way and a smaller amount of information to get it. And so we have children's ministry, kids on a mission, youth group here, because we want to try to touch some of those tactile ways that kids can hear the message, okay? And so that's why we have Kids on a Mission, Children's Church, and Youth Group, because we want to do some specialty teachings for them. But that does not negate you guys from being able to be part of our body, part of our community. You are important to our church. You are very important to our church. You have a part here. And Barb and I were talking and, you know, talking about my heart for youth and how do we get, you know, our families and our kids more actively involved. And it's a hard thing. It really has to be something that's intentional. It has to be really something that we kind of work on. So I'm going to ask you, particularly youth and children, and I know there's a lot in the back there, and maybe the moms can help. I want you to grab a 3x5 card. There's some in rows, so pass them around, get a pencil, paper. So youth, particularly. And what I want you to do, kids, youth, Oscar, grab one. I've got a couple visitors, so Caleb and Hunter, you guys decide, you know, how much you want to participate or not. You're welcome to. No pressure, though. I would like all the youth and the children, and, you know, if Allison wants to put down the baby's names, too. If Rachel and Adam, you want to put Samuel's name on a 3x5 card. If you want to put Andrew's name on a 3x5 card. I want all kids to write your name on a 3x5 card. You can take up the whole thing if you want. You can make it artistic, but only artistic enough that I'm going to collect it in a minute. So don't go too crazy. Anybody not get a 3x5 card? Okay, because I've more here if you need it. I'm really afraid I'm going to fall off the stage because I keep... So I hope pigs can fly. Getting a little nervous there. Okay. So, do you got a 3x5 card, buddy? You got one? you're off. All right, everybody got your names on there? Alex, did you get it? So, and let's say, I don't know, 20 and under. I love to say 44 and under because then I could get in there. But 20 and under, put your name on that. Abby, I know you're not really a kid. And Naomi, you're not really a kid, but you know what I'm saying. Okay. So I would love it if you guys came up here and you put your name in a basket. Come put your card in the basket. Whatever. We'll figure it out, right? Okay. Malachi? Yeah. That's a really old kid there. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, and moms and dads, if you know, and you know, there's quite a bit of families who aren't here actually today, so if you think of it, you know, and we can do this a couple times, maybe in the next few weeks. I was going to do the cadence, but I've picked on him enough today. Anybody else? Anybody else? So a very practical takeaway to our Pigs Can Fly and how we can use this in our community. I would love it if every adult here, particularly if you're a regular attender, would come and pick a name in here at random. And the idea is that you're going to get matched up with somebody maybe that you haven't met or you don't know really well. Or if you're not a parent currently, you wouldn't have a reason to know these kids. If you're not teaching, you don't maybe have a reason to know all these little people here. And let me just, on a side note, let me just put my shameless plug. I do need more nursery workers and teachers, so you can have a very real opportunity to get to know these kids on a monthly basis. But, so come up, just grab a name. And hopefully, if you don't really know who it is, then kind of ask around. I got this name. You guys know who that is? And then I would love for you to meet them and say, hey, what's going on? And kids, and I know youth won't be too shy about this, I want you to say to the adult, so how are you? What can I pray for you? Do you know that we've got some powerhouse prayer people here that are young, smaller than 4 feet? Amazing. They hear from God. They're amazing. Because they know that pigs can fly. Okay? So that's a very practical thing we can do this morning. We'll do that in a minute. And then I want to ask you, what's your pigs can fly thing? What's your pigs can fly situation? Maybe there's a relationship that you're, that thing is never going to get better. Maybe it's a secret sin in your life and, you know, you're saying, oh, I can't be a Christian because I got that going on. Pigs can fly. Maybe there's areas of hurt and pain in your life, and you're saying, man, I'm going to just bury that thing because I hate that thing. It's going to rear its ugly head. Can you bring it to Jesus? Can you say, Jesus, you made a way. You said that you can use even the unimportant, the painful, the things that have looked like they've been pushed to the side and looked like they've been abandoned, wasted, and you can still use me. Use it. What's your pigs can fly situation? Maybe some of you want to kneel up forward and just say, God, I need a pigs can fly miracle again. I need that, that miracle. Maybe you wanted to stay in your seat and quietly pray. That's fine too. So pig, so every time now when you guys see a pig, I want you to think of, I won't throw it because it's probably stinky. Yeah, I could. Pigs can fly. Jesus made a way that you can be used. Miracles can happen. Those that feel unimportant, those who don't feel good enough, those who don't think they have a place, you do. Because pigs can fly. So I think we'll probably play another worship song, and feel free to come up for prayer, stay in your seats, get prayer. Please do grab a card. What would be neat, too, is I'll put blank cards up here if the adults then want to write your name on a card and then give that to the youth so they remember, oh, I got to pray for Miss Ruth or Miss L.A. or whatever, if you want to exchange it then. But I thought this way would be make sure that every kid got at least connected with someone. And if there aren't enough cards, I have plenty more youth names in my head of kids that aren't here today that I can give you. So go ahead and do that.